On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join author Lamont Dupree as he shares tips on how to never work a day in your life.
There's a legend of a guy in Alaska who owned two dogs. Periodically, he would ramble into town and allow the two dogs to fight. He would take bets on which dog would win. Inevitably, he would always bet on the winner. One of his friends had just witnessed the guy once again take money from a group of gamblers. He asked, "How do you know which dog will win the fight from week to week?" The dog owner with a sheepish grin leaned over and said, "That's easy. I always bet on the dog that I've been feeding the most." I like this story because it makes the point. The thing you feed the longest is the thing that will be the strongest. This is true when it comes to fighting dogs and fighting thoughts. Let me explain. For you to accomplish your something, you will have to overcome some major obstacles. We've already covered some of what you will need to do. We talked about the need to become something that you have not been in order to do something you have not done. We've discussed being accountable. We've shared about the need to have vision and dreams. When you look at all that you must do to really achieve and to do something great, there is one common thread. It all begins with our thoughts. There is truthful wisdom that tells us that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. This means that in order for us to change, our minds have to change. Our thoughts have to be different if we expect to do different. It is our minds that dictate our actions. One of my favorite quotes comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "Sow a thought, you reap an action. You sow an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. And you sow a character, you reap a destiny." Philippians 4:8 says, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Think your way. Go do your something."
For more information on Go Do Your Something, visit wjou.org.